This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
F is a little too common nowadays. 92.5 WBEE, and it hit home for you this weekend.
My sister, she was at a fundraiser locally with her kids, and her son, 25 years old, kind of leaves the venue, goes outside. He's trying to hit his car alarm because he doesn't see his car. He thought he was losing it. So he's hit, you know what I mean? That's what you're listening for. And he goes back in, and he comes back out, and he looks. And he comes back in and he tells my sister, "Mom, my car's gone."
What?
And she was like, "No, you just don't remember where you parked it." He was like, "My car's gone." And she's like, "It's used. It's an older car. Who would want that? It's out there somewhere." Thinking he's crazy. Ends up, my nephew's car was stolen in Rochester over the weekend. And it just stinks because he doesn't have any money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so she says, call the police. Unfortunately, the police, there's really nothing because it's there's so many cars being stolen all the time in Rochester. He goes, honestly, I mean, it will show up, but they usually ride it until it's out of gas and then they just leave it. So how much gas did you have? And he goes, well, I didn't have much. He goes, well, then we should find it pretty soon. And they were right. 5 o'clock last night, my sister got the phone call from Rochester Police Department going, we found your car. Unfortunately, it's totally undrivable. They ripped the whole ignition out, ripped parts of the motor out. But it's in the impound lot. So my nephew's like, I got to pay to get my car back.
Now that really stinks. Plus they chop shopped it.
They're chopped selling it the up. Parts. I don't know what they, or if they did it just for giggles. I don't know why they would tear this car apart. But his girlfriend's left her purse in there.
Oh, no.
And that's just like an out-of-town mistake, you know?
Yeah.
They live in Orchard Park, so there's not a whole lot of car thefts happening in Orchard Park. Let's be honest. You come here, you just can't leave your purse out. I'm wondering if they saw the purse and decided, well, we'll go ahead and take this.
Could be. Don't leave anything in the car valuable.
I mean, there's no excuse. And I was like, Tony, what can I do? Please, can I help? I just felt helpless. Mm-hmm. She felt helpless. It's just horrible. And she goes, you know what? I am not going to let this overshadow the good that we did for this fundraiser today. The fundraiser was for the Ronald McDonald House.
Oh, it's a shame.
Yeah.
We love helping them.
Yeah. Had
Here's
nothing to do with that. It's just cruddy stuff happening in a parking lot downtown.
Don't leave valuable things out in the open that people can look at and be tempted in your car. I do just the opposite. I keep my car pretty dirty. Some will say it's the lived-in look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't want it then.
Right.
Yeah. Throw a pair of boxes over there, some fast food wrapping paper. Yeah, I mean, it might create a funky smell, but no one wants my stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a deterrent.
A deterrent. Maybe we should start doing that. Like, maybe weird mannequins in the back seat or something like, whoa! We don't want this weirdo's car, right?
Exactly.
They're not all there.
See? I've implemented my idea.
All right.
good or bad.
I'll let Alex know.
All right, thank you. WBE, $10,000 I thought I won last night. I thought I did.
So on like squares?
No, it wasn't squares. No.
You put that much down on wagering?
No, I don't have that kind of money to do. But
I didn't think so, but I was like, hey, I don't know.
I thought I won $10,000. I was so excited. I'm like, oh, I'm bringing a breakfast for everybody. Woo! I'll take everybody to lunch. I'm going to celebrate, blah, blah, blah. What? It's not me? At the end of the game, you boycotted, so you didn't see this.
Yeah.
All the commercials. There's a commercial, like, at the end of the game, and it's for Fetch, the app. Fetch is where you put in those receipts and you get points.
Yeah.
My wife loves it. If I don't bring home a receipt, I'm in trouble. Well, she had signed me up because you invite other people, you get more points. I've never used it. But this commercial comes up. Fetch app going live right now, giving away $1.2 million. I'm like, okay. Wife went to sleep. I'm like, all right, I think I got the app. So I go on it and it goes, you must watch live the Fetch app. Going to be giving 120 people $10,000 each. Okay. I can't fall asleep. You know, I was watching a game and I can't just crash out. I'm like, okay. I find the app and I download it. And there's a guy and he's pitching all the great features of Fetch, the app. And he goes, let's go. Pick people. And he goes, if you're watching, that's all you got to do is watch. You're just picking randomly. 120 people for $1.2 million. And you watched it for about 20 minutes. They kept stringing you along and stuff, right? But I'm watching it. Jackson B. wins $10,000.
Jackson B.?
Yeah. Okay.
Aww.
I am Bo Jackson, J-A-X-O-N. When it popped up, I'm like, I got it, $10,000. I'm screaming.
Yeah,
I wake
up
my wife. She's like, what? What? The dogs are jumping everywhere?
Oh, no.
And I'm showing it to her, and she goes, that guy has an S in his name, J-A-X-S-O-N. B.
It ain't you. Don't wake me up again.
But I try. And it goes, hey, if you're not sure if you won, first of all, it should say, you know how they do the confetti and the celebration on an app?
Yeah.
That should happen.
Okay.
You should see your name. But email us. And so I email them and I go, hey, is it me? They're like, no.
They reeled you right in.
J-A-X-S-O-N. I'm J-A-X-O-N. B.
But it was exciting for a minute. You had $10,000 in your head for a minute.
I had it spent already.
Yeah.
I really did it in my head.
So see, it's as if you already had it and spent it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, okay.
Just think of the good things I would have done with it. Seriously, I was going to bring you breakfast, take you out to lunch and dinner.
I'm sure it would have been great.
Yeah. The wife wasn't happy. I woke her right up. All right, you be the judge. 92.5 WBEE. It is coffee versus soda. James asked for our help. He goes, why does everybody get free coffee at work? I, myself, don't like coffee. I think it's unfair that others get coffee for their caffeine. I want my caffeine through soda. Through soda. And he's like, don't you think employers should give out free soda? That's how I want to get my caffeine. It's the free caffeine James is complaining about. What do you think? We do get free coffee here. We get the little K-cups, so thank you. But then we have a soda machine upstairs. If you want soda, you got to buy it.
Yeah.
So, James, I kind of get it. Well, what do you think? Is it the same free caffeine, coffee versus soda?
No, because if the caffeine that he's looking for is laced with other ingredients that are unhealthy. If you're getting just coffee, then it's just coffee. And then if you're the one who wants to add sugar or something, that's fine. So they can hand him a container of caffeine, I guess. And then if he wants to mix some sugar and some carbonated water and caramel coloring and some other preservatives and chemical things, then that's on him.
So you're saying from the health standpoint, his employer is doing him a favor by not giving him soda.
His employer is saving his life.
I think it's ridiculous. I think he's trying to try some silly angle that he's just not going to win. It just doesn't make any sense.
Thank you
because
so much.
In the end, it's going to cost. It's going to make the insurance cost go up even higher for the whole company because his health is going to fail even further. And the company's not going to have to do that. And then he's going to say, well, I need more money for a raise. And they'll say, no, we can't do that because we paid for your extra insurance because now you've got diabetes and, and all this other health issues that are going on, and you can't think clearly, and you have a digestive issue, and this, that, the other.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, it's going to be like, it's kind of like if you give a mouse a cookie story. You know that story, right? If you give a mouse a cookie, then you have to give them a glass, you have to put a plate, and then if they have a plate, then they're also going to want need a napkin, and then they're also going to need a milk.
Okay.
And then afterwards, they're going to want to go play because they have all this energy and like a cascading effect.
Gotcha.
Wow, you went way deeper than I thought. I just thought it was a battle of getting a little freebie beverage at work. We appreciate it. You call anytime to the B Morning Coffee Club. Have a great day.
You too.
What do you think? 585-252-WBE, the free coffee versus the free soda for the free caffeine. As an employer, what kind of snacks does your employer offer? Is it free caffeine? Let us know. James was asking for our help. He's like, hey, I don't like coffee. Everybody gets free coffee at work. I want my caffeine through soda. Why don't I get free soda? My employer does not provide that.
This one makes a point. Soda's more expensive. If it's a drip coffee maker, it probably costs about 10 cents a cup. If it's a K cup, maybe closer to 30 cents, but soda is still a lot more expensive.
Okay.
So it could be just a price thing.
Could be. Maybe he just could ask nicely, like this texter, they offer coffee at my job, but I asked for hot chocolate in the past, and now they offer hot chocolate as well. So
have you asked?
Yeah.
Nicely?
James, if you need us to talk for you, let us know. We're here. We're here for you. We got your back. It's B-Morning Coffee Club. What do you think? Free caffeine. Is it better through coffee, soda, or should everybody get everything? 925 WBE, you know we're here for you. It's a B-Morning Coffee Club. James said, I want my free caffeine. Everybody gets free coffee at my work. I don't like coffee. I want my caffeine through soda. I'm trying to get my bosses to provide free soda cans or bottles. Dan's jumping on. It sounds like you're bragging a little bit here that your employer does free coffee and free soda. Wow.
For free, some people don't, but
right.
It's a choice. And it's what this country is about, is making a choice. Telling people to drink coffee because it's healthier for you, you're taking away their choice.
What if ice cream wakes me up in the morning? Oh, I don't like caffeine. I want ice cream. I want free ice cream every morning. I mean, you know, when does it stop?
Well, then they shouldn't give coffee away for free.
All or nothing, huh? All or nothing.
Well, it's not fair for some people to get what they want for free. I mean, you know, you say the same thing about, so coffee's free, but ice cream's not. Yeah. It's still not fair.
Well, life's not fair.
Unfortunately, my employer also gives us free ice cream.
What? Who do you work for? We're applying.
Okay, you're calling. You got the best job in the world. Is that it?